All right, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 34. I'm David Langiuli.
And I'm Janice Cunning. And David, we are really excited. You know, we've been having a lot of guests this year, and today we have two amazing guests. We have Dawn Marie Schlegel, who's the Director of Donor Relations and Engagement at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And we have Stephen Endicott, who's the new Director of Development at Canadian Stage, but former co-leader with Dawn Marie of their fundraising program at TSO. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and David and I have had the pleasure of meeting Dawn Marie. Well, I've known Dawn Marie a long time, and David's had the pleasure of meeting Dawn Marie in her former role in person, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Stephen in person, and David's getting to virtually meet Stephen today, so we're excited to talk.
Yeah, well, welcome to the podcast, guys, and we are
thank you so much.
Excited to hear about your collaboration. Yeah.
So, Dawn Marie, you wrote for us a great post last week, which we'll link to, which was, we called The Power of Two, Co-Leading a Fundraising Program. And so we thought we'd kick off by just like letting you and Stephen explain a little bit about this unique experience that the two of you had.
Sure. Well, I could start a little bit on that. So when I was making the decision to change roles and leave an academic institution and come back into the arts, which is fundamentally where my heart is, I was very excited about a great fundraising role and to be, focused entirely actually on fundraising and with a little bit of the less administration that was happening. And very soon after, you know, the conversations began, I learned, oh, there was going to be two of us, so, which was at the time a bit of a surprise, but certainly once I had a chance to talk with, Stephen, who I discovered would be the co-lead with me, I was really actually excited about what this might mean and how together we might be able to affect some change here at the Toronto Symphony. The symphony itself was in a bit of a time of transition between an interim CEO and a new CEO, as well as some other leadership within the fundraising team itself. So we had the chance to be able to come in, jump in really and truly into the deep end, and needed together to be able to figure out a way to maneuver through what was a new role for both of us, but yet the same role. So that certainly was a big part of the adjustment, not only coming into a new organization, but to have, you know, a partner in crime, so to speak, as part of that.
Yeah, and that I think that we had worked together in the past. I mean, it was a bit of a distant past, but I think that helped because I think we had a sense of each other's styles. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I observed really early on was Dawn Marie, coming from the positions that you had in the arts in Toronto, had a very good relationships with many of the supporters who were on our combined portfolio list. And that was something that was a real strength that I think you brought to this combined role that we had.
And then as we sort of look at then on the strengths factor, I think that one of the greatest parts that Stephen brought to the role was that the analysis and the strategy that came from that, you know, from his experiences. So together we really tried to put together the best, you know, really put our best foot forward for what we were hoping to accomplish here at the Symphony.
So let me get this straight. Hold on a second here. Now, for the audience, this is like a very highly unusual situation. So let me get, so the two of you were hired at the same time to co-lead the development operation for the Symphony. Is that correct?
Yeah. My understanding was when I was offered the job, what I was told was that there were two candidates that they really, really liked and couldn't decide which one, so they decided to hire both. And how did I feel about that? And my answer was, well, if you have the prospect pool and you've got the resources to be able to afford it, then yeah, like it sounds like fun to me.
Wow, two for one or two for two.
Yeah. Actually, two for two, I think.
Two for two. Two plus two mm-hmm. equals 10. So, I mean, Janice and I are very familiar with this arrangement, and the audience knows that we co-lead a lot of stuff together. Like we're co-leading a coaching course But what was it like for you guys?
Well, I think initially it was, you know, there were a lot of questions. I mean, we were both given a portfolio of about the same number of donors and prospects. However, you know, and sort of what I was saying before, we quickly realized that, you know, many of the people that were on my list, Dawn Marie already had relationships with. So it made more sense for her to kind of continue those relationships. And I think, you know, one of my reactions early on could have been, this doesn't, you know, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't know these people the way Dawn Marie does through her prior prior positions. But I think what we did instead, just instinctively, was to figure out, you know, knowing what we did about that, that like, how could we use that as a strength to help propel the whole program forward? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been, I think, one of the most interesting things, and, you know, part of why we wanted you to come on and share, because I think it, and David, you know, like you said, we do this. And so we know it's like, we talk a lot from our leadership program, like this idea of like 100%, 100%, right? When you're co-leading, but each person's 100% is different. And how do you kind of like recognize and own like your strengths and weaknesses and the other person's, and yet constantly like be in these conversations to make sure that everyone feels good about like the 100% that they're putting in. And you have to spend a lot of kind of saboteurs and ego and all sorts of things aside, right? So I think having sort of known you both for a while, I think partly that you knew each other, you know, was a big part of why you felt good about it. But what do you think you had to kind of like manage within yourself to actually be able to set those things aside and focus on the success of your organization?
I think one of those things was really about, just as you just finished saying, Janice, is keeping the organization in mind. That in many, many circumstances, we both knew the person, we both were, you know, working on the relationship, and in oftentimes, you know, with that prospective donor or that renewing donor, we had to take a look at each other and say, who is the best person to take the next step? And very often it just had to be what is going to be best for the organization. If that means Stephen taking the CEO or an artist or someone going because that was going to be the best relationship, then that's the decision that had to be made. We really did, you know, quite frankly, set any of that ego aside because we kept looking at what was going to be best. And there were some times when that meant the two of us went, which was, you know, always a great experience because we could go together and share those, you know, the conversations and use our relationships with that person in the different ways to help, you know, progress their commitment and their, you know, their understanding of what we were trying to accomplish at the TSO. So it was something that we really did try constantly to be looking at what was going to be best for the organization. And that was the piece that we just kept putting forward first and foremost.
Yeah. And then I know that things, you know, had been going really well. And yet, as you talk about in the blog post, Dawn Marie, at some point, the two of you made a commitment to even like up the ante, right? And so I want to talk a little bit about this idea of Designed Alliance, which is something that I was lucky enough to get to participate with the three of us did together. And so what, you know, I'm sure David and I have probably talked about this in the past, Designed Alliance, but I'd love for, Stephen, why don't you kind of, from your perspective, give us an explanation of what that was and the impact that it had on you and Dawn Marie?
So I think it was about formalizing what we were already doing instinctively, you know, starting with the exercise of really defining our own personal core values and talking about those out loud. And, you know, also as part of that, defining for ourselves and each other, what are our strengths? What do we admire about the other person? What do we, how can we support each other? And then really formalizing how we want to work together to playing into each other's strengths so that we get the best possible result of our sort of teamwork. And I think one of the big parts of that was being formal about how we dealt with conflict or disagreement. And that began with a statement that if we disagree, it's actually better than if we agree on everything 100% of the time, because we know that we're actually taking things apart and thinking about them. And so any conflict, we talked about coming from a place of mutual respect and not about personality, but about, in the end, creating either a better product or a better relationship with a donor. And I think, so by formalizing that and kind of writing down how we were going to work together, we were really mindful about, you know, how we cooperated and how we supported each other. And I think that was really important and led to the success that we had while we were working together.
Yeah. Well, you know, David, I feel like you're probably smiling inside because we love to talk about conflict.
Well, you know, yeah, we do. You know, we do whole workshops on it for teams because it's not easy to actually wade into the disagreements or the potential conflict that disagreements bring up, and so folks generally avoid it. So so just curious, like, how did that work out for you guys in terms of, like, once you were up front, you kind of set it up like, well, okay, we're going to have disagreements, here's how we're going to be together, we're going to be respectful, and how did it play out in reality when you...
I mean, I can talk a little bit to that. I think one of the joys of it, even though we went through the Design Alliance very carefully around talking about this, is that I think I can safely say that we didn't have the full-blown conflict. I think what we had was a chance to really challenge each other to make it better. And I think that's where we looked at, if we disagreed on something, what was the basis of the disagreement? Was it the strategy? Was it the, you know, were we just maybe not as far as the other was interpreting along in the relationship, or the you know, the path or the strategy that we had for that donor? Was this coming from, you know, really other directions or other experiences that we'd had? So we really tried to identify what was the piece that was causing the sort of the sticking point. And then at that point in time, it was about really challenging each other to not just agree, but to actually almost come up with reasons or, mm-hmm. you know, create different angles at which to look at the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that, because so much of, you know, our philosophy around fundraising was very similar, that we could almost fall into that yes, that's great, yes, that's great. And we needed to find sometimes that moment where we said, is it great, or is it just that we think it's great? So one of us has to play the advocate in this and say, let's ask some harder questions to make sure we're both convinced that this is the right way to go. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, Marie. What you are actually practicing is something we call mining for the conflict. And in a broader context, when you're leading a team, what will happen is you get a lot of nice going on in the room, like people just being nice and respectful, especially in the nonprofit world. And the leader has to actually dig under that. That's like the surface, and mine for the conflict. Now, there may or may not be any conflict to be had once you go mining for it, but unless you actually create a space where you know, you're like, oh, I'm sensing like there's a little bit too much nice on the surface here. Let's dig a little bit deeper and see what's really going on. You'll never know. So mm-hmm. I love that you guys were doing that. Like, because you do have like this mutual respect and comfort level. So sometimes you gotta dig for it a little bit.
And that was part of it. Like, we did have to push the comfort levels a little bit just to make sure that we really were capturing everything that we needed to capture mm-hmm. when we were either planning or in some of our writings or our proposals or some of those sorts of things. Like, we really did need to take a step back for each other and say, is this where really the way that we want it to go, and what other angles could there possibly be?
Hmm. Yeah, and I think it really speaks to the commitment you had to have. I think it's inspiring, because I think when, and David and I know this, right? It's like when things are going well, it's easy to just think things are going well. But there is something really, right, like when you're co-leading something, there's something about being intentional about, you know, having the time to sort of design the alliance, and then also checking in with it, you know, period, like whatever that is, 6 months, a year, to just make sure that, like, you are being a little bit provocative, because it's easy to fall into, like, you know, we think the same thing. Like you said that, Dawn Marie, and it's like, you know, it's like, just because you both think it doesn't mean it's right. And you have to sort of be willing to, like, challenge each other to say, you know, there's, mm-hmm, there's more than one way to look at these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think we did challenge ourselves in that respect. Certainly with some other activity that was happening, you know, that either we agreed or disagreed with, we would challenge ourselves and sort of say, okay, well, you know, maybe we need a new way of kind of approaching this particular problem. But I think the other thing that we had that we were actually kind of formal about was, and it's in your blog, Dawn Marie, is about making the time to laugh. And we found a lot of moments of humor in the work that we were doing and in ourselves, that I think actually helped to create and strengthen the trust, so that when conflict did arise, and we did have disagreements, not huge ones, but when it did arise, there was that mutual trust and respect that you know, we knew we were in disagreement in terms of improving each other.
Mm. Yeah. The power of fun.
yeah, you gotta laugh.
Especially when you sit literally like 2 feet from each other.
Indeed, we were close.
We were close.
So we're gonna give people something to try, but just before we do that, maybe each of you could just say, you can answer this like either the impact on yourself or the organization or your donors, however you want. But what do you think was one thing that was more successful because you were co-leading the program?
Oh boy.
Well, I would say definitely the quality of our work, the proposals, the strategy that we put together for a transformational campaign, which the organization at least in my perception didn't have necessarily a history of approaching major gift fundraising in this way. And I think because of this designed alliance that we had, we put forward a strategy that really was transformative.
Mm-hmm. And it won't surprise you that that's exactly, I agree entirely with that.
Agree with me.
You know, just to keep the theme on point, yeah. it was what two brains could bring to this, and two people, even, you know, with different experiences, but similar philosophies and similar strategies, and what good can come from those two, you know, those two people working so closely together. It did make for better fundraising. It did make for better relationships. It made for a greater trust within the organization. It made for a greater trust with our donors and our prospective donors, because they saw the two of us together as, you know, if Dawn Marie's not here, I can call Stephen. If Stephen's not there, I can call Dawn Marie. And that gave them a level of comfort that was, mm-hmm, you know, really, really had a profound effect on their relationship with the organization as well. But entirely what Stephen said, like that, the strategy, the planning, the creation of some of the core fundraising work that happened with us together has certainly, you know, set us on the right path. For me now, being the one here, to really be able to keep and take that and take that forward. And there are, you know, are many days, and I'm like, okay, what would Stephen say if I did this? Or, you know, and there may be a text that follows, but, you know, it's
a good thing you're still friends, right, Dawn Marie?
But it is very much about, like, how can we continue in that same philosophy, even though there's just me here now.
Yeah.
But I mean, the work that we did leading up to this, I think really has set us, like the work that we did together has really set us into a really great position to move forward.
Great. So, most of our listeners probably don't or may never have the chance to co-lead, you know, a fundraising program. But Stephen, why don't you give our listeners something that they can try with their colleagues around the Defined Alliance?
I think the idea of just sitting down and thinking about your own personal core values and seeing how they align with colleagues, and also taking a moment to challenge each other and to support each other by defining your own and each other's strengths, and then finding a way to play into those strengths so that everybody is contributing in a way that they're good at, but that makes them feel good as well. I think that helped develop strong teamwork, especially in our situation, in the co-leading situation, but I think it could apply just as colleagues as well.
Great. Right. Anything we want to add before we wrap up?
I would just say thank you for helping us through this process, because I think it really made us better fundraisers together and individually. I know it was very nice what you said, Dawn Marie, about what would Stephen do, but I think I've brought to my new role some of Dawn Marie's thinking, which I think is benefiting me here and Canadian Stage as well.
And I would say, you know, if the circumstances are right and that the personalities are right, give it a try. don't be afraid of it, because I think that, as we've discovered and we've learned, that there is a lot of good that can come from a co-leading situation. And it may seem a bit, intimidating at first, or how might this work? But I mean, again, give it a try and see if that's something that might work in anybody's particular organization, if the circumstances are right. But again, it was, hugely helpful to have, the assistance of Janice as we were getting the Designed Alliance put together. That was, a way to formalize it, and it came together really beautifully, and I think reflected both of our personalities in that alliance as well, which was really great.
Well, yeah. And what's coming up for me just here at the end with your share is that there are a lot of university fundraising programs where you have folks out in units, colleges, schools, and usually there's like two people there. There's typically you'll have like a major gifts person, then you'll have someone working on lower level gifts. And so I think what you're suggesting could work really well for those two person teams, like consciously design the alliance, because I see those teams, and I was part of one at one point in my fundraising work as well, where that doesn't happen now the way you guys have laid it out. So I would encourage the audience, for those in our audience who are in that situation, to take your lead on this.
Go ahead, Stephen.
No, I was just going to say, I think what is really great too is that, as Dawn Marie was saying, our donors responded to that really well, because they saw how effective we were being together and how much we actually enjoyed working together, which I think just builds confidence and trust as well.
Yeah. Well, I want to wrap up by thanking you both. We've been talking about doing this for a little while. I'm glad we got to do it. And, I just thought it was such a unique experience, and you two could add so much value and share with our listeners. And David and I cannot get enough of talking about co-leading, because obviously we have lives around it. So, whoever you pick at work, step into that Designed Alliance, as Stephen mentioned, and we'll invite you to go put it into practice. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.